We do have a quorum, and so do we have any public comments?
No.
No public comments. All right, agenda items. We were emailed out the board minutes of the last meeting. I reviewed them and signed them. Everybody make a nomination to approve those?
Approve.
Okay.
So there is a nomination?
Second, Jerry's second. All right, thank you. All right, we'll go to the recreational survey.
Leah, do you want to take ahead on this one? Or do you want to...
Oh, okay. Sorry, switch gears.
Yeah, sorry.
Recreation survey. I think, you know, we did an initial survey on parks, which specifically focused on Kingsgate Park and improvements we might want there. We have other surveys that we can do within the city. So our thought was that it might be good to now focus on recreation, and by that we mean things like ball fields, pickleball courts, tennis courts, basketball courts, and kind of have a listing of those type of activities to get a feel for the priorities. Recreation would be also disc golf. So have a list of those and put out a type of recreation survey that gives us the information we need to know if we want to pursue something like that, and what would be the priorities, what type of recreational facilities would people want to see the city invest in and provide. And one of the keys to that is when we did Kingsgate Park, we were looking at a specific piece of property and what could be done there. If we're looking long-term planning for the city of Willow Park, recreation facilities, even like community center type of things, require planning and purchase of property. So wanting to kind of keep a continual assessment from the citizens of priorities there, because what we did in 2019, we just need to update and see whether, I think basketball courts might have been the top as far as recreational facilities. So we just need to know soccer fields, what's important, let's get a ranking or a decision. Some of that may depend on cost, because fields cost more than a simple little pickleball court at Kingsgate. So. But that's our idea,
That's true? A pickleball court would be less expensive than a
soccer court? Like a single court would be less expensive than maybe multiple fields.
Okay. I never thought of that before.
Yeah, like
you have grass and level. I mean, if it's a true...
Oh, I see, like a true soccer field, it'd have to be leveled out and got it. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, that's okay. The idea being, because that's a good point, like you can put us, like a single soccer field, like it is now at Kingsgate Park, but the idea of do we need recreational fields for an organization so that you can play six soccer games at once or baseball or whatever. So I assume we can structure our survey to get a feel for that, because that's really kind of where it comes into. There's the big dreaming, having entire complexes, almost like a school level type thing, long term versus just a simple pickup basketball game in Kingsgate Park that somebody can bring a basketball and play. So tennis courts, I know that always gets high ranking for people, and we can't always count on the school district providing some of these facilities that are open access that may end. So, you know, like I said, the idea of long-term planning, what should we be looking at? Should we be purchasing property? Should we be developing? We have some pieces of property now within Kingsgate Park that we could look at. So,
that's the idea. Anything to add to that survey potential, like other than that wasn't mentioned? Other than?
Just from a preview, you know, try to get the best coverage we can.
What?
I'm
sorry, you're not mic'd like the council is, so you're going to have to speak up.
We just want to make sure that we get the best coverage that we can.
Is the survey already done?
No.
Okay.
So what happened was the city purchased a survey package, for lack of a better way of putting it, and we're allowed, I want to say, 5 to 6 surveys. Six surveys. We've done 2. So that means of all city activities, we've already done 1 parks and 1 communications. So I was hoping that the next one could be not really parks, but recreation, given that we are parks and recreation, so that we focus on things like shade for playground equipment. We learned that from the first park survey. But it's a company that helps pull together the surveys, and that's just my suggestion to our communications department, is we as a parks board would like to see a survey on recreation. Kind of like, in some ways we're focusing recreation, but I also want to say we're also looking a little more long-term than we were. The first survey was, what can we do in Keep and Skate now? Bathrooms, lighting, things that, you know, what are the things that we can accomplish within a year or two? And I think we kind of can look at what's our long-term goals as a Parks and Rec board.
So
you
need to get everybody to vote for this golf.
Yeah, so. But yeah, I think that as we put that together, if you think through the items, maybe we'll distribute, I don't know when we'll get that, it'll probably be before our August meeting.
Yes.
So I don't think we actually can distribute that. Maybe we can distribute it for review.
Well, I'm just going to watch it. Yeah. So we have another meeting, email me, and we have to agree with the minute on like the nominations director, and so we can make sure we get it. Because it's still only a four.
Yeah.
Four crop questions. It's a very small survey.
Yes.
But for a broad, spectrum.
Yeah, it's meant to be about a 1 to 2 minute process.
Yeah, it's very quick.
What's the soccer field situation at the church? That's just some private individual.
That's who owns that land, Jim Martin. Jim Martin, okay. And they're just kind of using it. So it's not,
are they building on that? The new
nothing that we know yet.
They're going to put the council just approved it, like the last meeting or so. The extension of the housing, the retail housing. It goes all the way over. Is that going to have things built on it?
That's in the south.
On the other side of the creek, of the river, is where the current soccer field locations are. So near the wastewater treatment currently.
Right.
Yeah. So that, we haven't approved anything.
Okay.
So for that, to discuss that, that area, we have a wastewater treatment plant. We are building a new one. When we complete that wastewater treatment plant, the church will be able to disassemble and destroy the old wastewater treatment plant, and the church will own all that property. Mm-hmm. So it remains to be seen what the church will want to do with now what will be a contiguous piece of property of theirs from the new wastewater treatment plant all the way to Crown Road. And that's the church's property that they could sell.
Always floodplain is a good soccer field situation.
Yeah, and that there's multiple areas of floodplain because of the creek. I mean, there's both sides of the creek in that area. There is south of the interstate near Trinity Christian. There's a lot of floodplain area in that area. That's some of it's City of Willow Park because it's so there's potential areas that might not be developable for anything but
fields
that construct. So that's just part of it, is we want to get the idea so that we can potentially put that in place for zoning or whatever, to say we think it should be recreational fields, or I don't even know if you can do that. So Tony's looking at me like, no, that's not how this goes. But get the idea so we have priorities. So we know.
And potential rental offices.
Yeah.
There's potential for eventually, after you invest your money into these fields, renting them out.
Sure, yeah.
Tournaments, still start drawing in.
But you get the ear of, oh, we need soccer fields, and then you've got people saying, oh, we need baseball fields, oh, we need tennis courts. And so the idea of let's do our survey and see how, when you look at the whole population, what is the priorities.
Yeah.
And
sure.
How would we benefit the most people with us, or balancing it? Mm-hmm. Like you said, maybe we want some soccer, some baseball, some basketball. Mm-hmm. You know, so. Anyway, that's the idea.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Are there sports fields that can do dual work? Like, can you play badminton on a pickleball court? Can you play tennis on a pickleball court?
Yes.
Not ideally.
Yeah, well, tennis and pickleball are shared a lot. I would say there's.
What is pickleball?
You have to have a tennis court, and then you can play pickleball on it.
That's small, make it small.
Yeah, so you can't play tennis on a pickleball court, but you can play pickleball on a
tennis court.
And for that, like if you didn't build a complex type situation, and you had I'm going to call it a sport court, because that's kind of what, and you built a court at Kingsgate Park, you might make it so, well, we can put a net in the middle and play pickleball. We can take the net down and have basketball goals at the end. And that's kind of a sport court concept that a lot of people will kind of build on, like, bigger lots for their private home type of thing. But it's certainly possible to have it be multiple uses. It just requires switching out certain equipment to make that happen. So nets and goals. So those are options to look at as well. Okay, that's the survey.
Item number two, sorry, Kingsgate bathroom.
So y'all have your packet in front of you for the Kingsgate bathroom, and then our lovely rendering that our Architecture 2 students did. I'm sorry y'all missed their presentation. They did amazing.
What was up?
It was at the last council meeting.
Council meeting?
Oh. Yes. So they did their presentation. Now Randy has been doing some more actual true engineering of the bathroom, so you can flip through and see his changes. You can see their vision, and they're the page two is the designers Faith and Sam and Amelia and Matthew. And you can kind of flip through and see where we're going to put the site of the bathroom, which is west of the current playscape area. Get right there. So that's the highest ground really over there, and so it's just more feasible for where we would need to get it. So you can see where Randy has added the side, well, the driveway, because this back portion is the garage door, so we can actually park like a mule or anything. So that's a garage door, so that they can actually, our public works people can drive in and park it if need be. And then the other side will be the bathrooms. So they did a fantastic job, but then you can kind of see Randy's flipping back with Randy's engineering.
Yeah.
We've learned from Cross Timber's bathroom, so we're going to not make those same mistakes, right?
Yes.
So we're doing a few different things, some upgrades, outside lighting around the bathroom, which the kids have not put in there, but Randy is saying we need outside lighting. So we're going to have outside lighting. Obviously, both these bathrooms will be ADA compliant. Let's see what else we need. I think that's about.
Randy is our chief building official.
Randy, so engineered drawings are not required in order to build this. So having the students do the architectural initial design of it, Randy was able to take what they did and
tweaked it
and add what we need to go bid so that we can get contractors to bid on it. Mm-hmm. So rather than actually going out and paying a consultant to generate this for.
So they had a very amazing, fun, real life project to do for their end of school. They started in February, so they were ecstatic about it.
Yeah.
So
that was our partner with the school to have the students involved. Like I said, because it didn't have to be engineered, Randy was able to take what they did and they presented it. I saw their presentation, twice. It just really awesome professional. It's a really neat opportunity for the city to kind of work with the students. So this now is to where we can go out for bid.
Yes, and then y'all can go, if y'all want to watch their presentation, you can go on the video of the council meeting. Granted, it'll be their back because the cameras are there, but you can still watch their presentation. So they did a great job, all four of them.
Yes, very professional. So yeah, that's the idea, to be able to hopefully save some money and get kids to participate in it. Obviously, I think Randy could have done it all from the start.
He could have,
but we got some really cool ideas. I will say their idea on the mural was this was just a quick AI-generated mural. Their hope was that potentially some of the art students might get involved and we might set up something, but that's the idea of kind of continuing the process of working with students
I apologize. Y'all can kick me out if you need to, but Trinity Box, okay. The Trinity Bible Church, they may not have an architecture class, but I bet you they got artists. I bet you we have, Val Veerling, who was a member of the Parker County Arts Association, and we have several artists who are members of that in Willow Park. And I was kind of hoping that, although you couldn't farm out the architecture, you could get more Willow Park citizens involved in the art portion of it.
Yeah.
That's just a thought.
Okay.
Since we're the ones paying for it.
Right.
Okay. Anything else on that?
Okay.
Number four, Memorial Park.
So Memorial Park, I've been talking to Early and I met, trying to figure out our vision for Memorial Park. Because with our town hall meeting, we're keeping the park where it is. Now we're just gonna upgrade, make it better. So I met with Davey Vestal, if y'all know with Vestal Memorials, because he has done a lot of veteran memorials all over the state. And so we've been in discussion on how we're going to upgrade the benches, the current benches that are out there. We want to make it more of a veterans memorial park versus everybody with their name on a bench park, which is kind of how it is right now. So we're working on that. And as far as doing some straight up memorials to the different services of our Army, Navy, you know, all of them do, you know, trying to hit all of them up in that park and actually make it when you walk around, kind of go and see, like, the different memorials around, so rather than just individual name benches out there. So we're in discussion with that, and I'm also trying to get solar lights out there for parking, so we don't have to worry about electricity bills. I also met with a lady last week about solar lights, so adding two lights out there. That'll be in the park over the parking lot. So trying to just upgrade that park and keep going in that fashion. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I think the idea would be hopefully maybe by the August meeting to have a more conceptual plan of what certainly the initial non-fundraising level improvements could be, something kind of simple within, and then some ideas of if we wanted to do more like memorial monument type stuff, what would that look like as far as long-term expense and potentially starting a fundraising committee for that if we wanted to.
So. And so Jerry Veerling and I met, since he's also a veteran of the Marines and his son's also a Willow Park citizen and a Marine as well, so he'll be our point of contact for that. Unless
you want to volunteer. Yeah. I'd love to be a part of whatever.
Sweet.
That is.
Awesome.
I mean, I'm not a veteran, but I support them 100%. So
ideas are great.
Yeah, anything I can, any ideas I can bring to the table, I'd love to. One of my neighbors just passed recently here, local Willow Park guy, and I got talking to his son. I found out that his dad was like, he was a veteran. And they were just like how much he loved the country and all these things. And so like when what you're talking about, I'm thinking, well, why not plug in some of those people to leave a legacy behind, maybe for the city that they lived in for all these 30 or 40 years.
Yeah, that's the idea. Just coming
up with trying to figure out that versus an individual like the businesses that are out there versus how can we encompass that in a larger scale than a single scale. So that's kind of where Jerry and I met and we're talking about. So
yeah.
So yes, definitely we'll get you involved in those meetings. Whenever Jerry and I meet again, we'll make sure it's on. We'll make sure to plan with you too.
Yeah, we'll be here.
Okay, perfect.
Good deal. Exciting. I guess we're gonna need the mailbox there. I guess.
Oh so, yes, that's not moving.
Not really.
Our citizens will be mad.
I was going to say that is out of our control. That is postal service.
Yeah.
They still pick up there.
Yeah. I know that's highly, just in the banking, we a lot of fraud.
Yep.
Yeah, from that.
Oh, yeah. The best of postal service.
Got it.
Tell them what to do.
Number five, TxDOT transportation alternative application.
So Gretchen Vasquez is our engineer and, she's been helping me with, we did two applications for TxDOT for transportation alternatives. We got approved, so we're on to round two. So both of our applications have been approved. So the one application is for an overall general plan for the city of Willow Park for connectivity, for sidewalks, bikes, bike lanes, larger sidewalks, ADA compliant corners, that kind of thing. So we're trying to get an overall engineering plan or get help funding. So what this is this 80% TxDOT reimbursable, and then you pay the 20%. So versus paying $350 to an engineering company, then it won't cost the city as much. So that's the point behind it. So we need a plan, because how this started was we were trying to do safe routes to school. We didn't have a plan. And so unless you have an overall plan saying we need project A, project B, project C, they don't even look at you if you don't have an overall plan of where do you want to go and how are we going to get there. So we have a lot of that around here. We have a lot of sidewalks that go nowhere. So it's crazy to me once you start looking around, you're like, well, why? Why did we even lay concrete here? But so that's the first one. The second one, because some of our citizens have brought it to our attention that we need a crosswalk at Meadows Place. And so, because we have that community there, and again, we have a sidewalk that literally dead ends and goes nowhere, which again, why? So we applied to get the two corners at Meadow Place. We can visualize this, sorry, I pressure the pen up there. We need ADA compliant corners on Meadow Place and Kingsgate. Right there, and then we're going to ask for a crosswalk there with a flashing beacon, and we're also asking that email encore today for a light. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we'll get that. And then the pit that we have filled in with dirt. I don't know what it's actually called, but we call it a pit.
It's not what we call a pit.
It's not a pit anymore.
It's not a pit anymore. It's very nice. It's a very nice. So there's talk potentially of having that as overflow parking for Kingsgate Park. We want to. Mm-hmm. Do a crushed rock, just do a crushed rock. So that'd be overflow park to Kingsgate. So we're gonna do sidewalk down Kingsgate to that entrance, and then we're gonna have another crosswalk going into, there we go, thank you. Thank you so much. Going into Kingsgate Park.
You'll turn around and put that in there.
Here, I'll give you a little zoom in a little more. And so keep going.
This way?
Oh yeah, just zoom in. Yeah, there we go. So right now, you can see where the sidewalk dead ends, that corner.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Thank you. I need a pointer. So we're going to do two ADA corners on either side, hopefully. We're going to do a crosswalk here with the blinking light, and then we're going to come down Kingsgate all the way to this entrance. This is what we've asked for, to do another sidewalk.
Okay.
And then we're going to do bike lanes on both sides of Meadow Place.
Okay.
Going up to add to the connectivity, like to Crown, right? So whenever Meadow Place gets to Crown, then we'll have bike trails up there. Because there's current bike trails on Kingsgate. But this will be, so we're gonna make these people actually come into the front of Kingsgate Park in a safe manner. So that is
away from that intersection.
Away from this and the weird wonky intersection there. So yes, so that is what we have asked for. So we're going through the 75 pages of the application for TxDOT just for this one. It's 75 pages. It's been fun. Luckily, I have Gretchen because, oh my goodness. But yeah, so that's the plan for Kingsgate, because again, we're listening to our citizens and trying to make it safer.
Yes, that right there getting across is
fun.
Looks like a program.
Yeah, it is.
One of the things I have to do is we have to prove the need for the crosswalk, the need for the beacon, because those flashing beacons are not cheap. So I have to prove, I have to go sit out there one day and prove, I'm not joking, and prove, for we have to show 20 people an hour across there.
Oh, wow.
If you'll let us know when you're going to be there.
I'm telling you.
We'll make sure.
I'll go back
and forth and try it.
It will be staged.
You will have 20 40 people a minute across there.
So that's what I have a picture of a guy walking. I was out there, I can't remember why, I was out there in a random, like 2 to 3 o'clock, and I was like, a guy was walking his dog on Meadow Place, and so I literally like whipped the car around, and like I'm just trying to call a weirdo taking pictures of him. I'm like, I need proof that this is not safe, and he's out there, I mean, there's a sidewalk, and he's walking in the street because he's going to have to get off, and anyway. So
you're thinking about bringing them in like across from Belmont and then another right angle into the parking lot?
Belmont. No. You're going to go all the way to Kingsgate.
Right. And then you said, and so that they can come down the sidewalk and across there. Yeah, I got it.
Yes. You're going to hang a left on Kingsgate.
Got it. What are you going to do in the park pit?
We are
sorry, that's what we call it at Meadow Place,
yeah,
guys.
Park pit is fine.
It'll be a parking
pit. Lot.
So, a parking lot.
Yeah.
We're still in discussion on getting
because
out.
Somebody said, oh, it's really not part of parks anymore. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's definitely part of parks.
Well, it's not part of the park, but it is.
No, it's part of parks, the park department. Yeah, it was actually traded for the Pocket Park in Meadow Place Estates.
But I don't think it was designated as parks.
All I know is that it was traded for a pocket park.
But it wasn't in
and
that
we
trade.
Were told it's okay because you're going to have another bigger park.
But it wasn't at that time. We are still holding that as part of the park. But yeah. And I say that because Memorial Park on Ranch House is designated within an ordinance as it
right.
cannot
okay.
be changed. So
that's
it's not
fine.
That same level.
Right.
It's not designated as that. It's
and
just
I think if I have to turn it into like a parking lot?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say from that perspective, that could be an initial as we develop. That could also change. But a parking lot.
You could also throw a court in on the parking lot. And
that idea has been, pickleball courts have been discussed.
Pickleball courts on that area have been discussed. But,
yeah. Okay, so the Parks Department is now assuming. Do we need to suggest that they make an ordinance to assume it into the park department?
The parking lot or the pit?
The pit, the park pit.
I would imagine if we spend any money developing it into any part of that park, then that makes sense. And I understand what you're saying. So let's designate it as part.
Right.
So yeah.
Grant it. Park.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Grant it before somebody decides to put a couple of townhouses up there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not
right. Well, I mean, it's city property, and so, but to your point, that cannot happen at Veterans Memorial Park because it's
right,
designated.
Right, exactly.
And her
but,
point is designate it so that it can't happen without a vote
right.
changing it and you know, okay. include it. And then the same with the Kingsgate, which is designated park space because of the, help me, Tony, the TERS. PD, the way that was written, that is park space, that we can't just sell it off because it's written that way. That particular plot doesn't have those same type of things. And so that's a possibility we could pursue before we put any money into it. It might be necessary to incorporate it in the larger Kingsgate Park designation.
Now as we grow, because that's also going to be a place of hosting, you know, we have a big space for hosting more things. That's also the potential. We need to add more parking. Not only do we need to add parking on the Kingsgate Park side parking, but overflow parking. So as we have host potentially out there.
Or you could sell it for townhomes.
Yeah. Do you have a bidder?
Convert this to parking. It's on the same side.
We can afford the parking lot then.
Yeah. We don't have to cross.
We have town right across the street. We're good.
So that's what I've been doing.
Awesome.
So also, well, also an update on Kingsgate Park. Besides the bathrooms, I've ordered benches out there because we, again, listen to our constituents. There's going to be shaded, what are they, levers, whatever they're called, the shades. So there's currently, you can't see it on this rendering, but there's two benches that are set outside of the playscape area. We're going to have getting shades over those. I don't know if you can zoom in. Yeah. Okay, there you can kind of see it right there. So those two, we're going to have shades over those. We also ordered, I can't remember how many I ordered. I ordered 8 benches and 4 picnic tables to go along the creek side, so I don't have to do any shade at this point. We're gonna put them in shaded areas, and Jerry is helping me with that as he walks that trail daily. So, where we're gonna put them all along the creek. Not just on this side of Kingsgate, but on the second and third, all the way down, is the hope, is to kind of get it down all the way.
So would you repeat that about, something about Jerry, because we have people that walk with Jerry here, so.
So there, Jerry is, since he's part of the Parks Board, I have him out there gonna help me designate where he thinks the benches need to go, or the picnic tables that I've ordered.
Okay.
So he'll be helping with that designation as well.
Yeah, and that's kind of one of the things, we will have shade structures part of the bathroom, but that's, when we did cross timbers, that was, before Mandy was here, that was one of the things we considered, was if you put the picnic tables under the trees, then in the summer you get shade, and then in the winter you get sun. Mm-hmm. And so it becomes, you know, where people can use them without, you know, being in the shade in the winter, because the leaves fall and you end up with a nice sunny spot to sit on the benches. And so it's kind of making use of God's natural shade.
I like that.
So. And we're also ordered a 3-bay swing set that does have a shade structure over it. So there, and that will start, I guess, the phase two of the playscape area on the other side at Kingsgate. So I'm working with, what is her name, Kristen?
Kristen at Playgrounds,
et cetera. At Playgrounds, et cetera. So we'll obviously go in off the Westwood design of mimicking that on the other side. The biggest thing from our meeting we had in October was that's a very hard structure to play on. Although a lot of kids play on it, they wanted swing, something simple like swing. So I've got that in my parks budget, so that has been ordered as well.
Perfect.
So we're trying to listen to them.
Nice.
We're getting there.
Awesome.
Yeah. So those have all been ordered. So we'll see what they do.
Perfect. Okay.
And that's it. That's all good.
Okay. Any other comments?
Could I ask a question?
Sure.
Is there a start date for the bathrooms?
No.
So what I would guess is that since we have the drawings from our building department, that he would be putting this out to bid to get contractors. So then that will come before council, is my guess. And so then we will approve that contractor. So I'm talking a couple of months. Like the idea that he has to go out and they get, I want to say 30 days to bid. There's a certain amount of time before they have to turn in their bids, and then those bids come to council and we say yes, take the low bidder, and then there's a construction. So I'm going to say maybe end of the summer we might start to see some level of
activity.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's the next step. So that's a good question. We should have a meeting first week of August.
Okay.
Should be the next meeting.
Whatever you guys start putting that survey together, I'll be in the middle.
Okay.
We'll also send out a group email on that. Because like I said, we'll work with Rose on timing, like when we'd want it out. And then, like I said, it's only four questions. Because the last one's in general, like just your opinion kind of a question. So, yes.
Yes.
So any opinions you have, email them to me so I can get
right
there.
We'll start with that. I know Rose, because the survey company does this for multiple cities, they have some inputs and thoughts of how they handle that type of a question on recreation with other cities. And one thing I don't know that I mentioned, but I said like a community center type of thing, but that Canner, like whether that's considered recreation or not, I still think it's an important question to ask, is whether people want like a rental indoor community space to rent. And so I think that would be worthy of putting in the survey and considering it part of our recreation, because again, that's a more expensive option, you know, building a building than putting in, you know, a disc golf facility. But it's still important to know for long-term planning. Is there a desire for that now? Do we want to look at land or something like that? So, but yes, I think the idea of hitting the highlights of what we want in the survey and making sure that, you know, we hit everything we thought about as a Parks Board, and then how that's formulated into the actual questions. I think the survey company has some thoughts.
Well, because on that general, in the like fill in the blank question at the end,
yeah.
Fall fields and stuff was mentioned at that
time. At the parks, yes.
Yes. So.
I'm just thinking of all the things I hear, you know, being out in the fields and all, you know, around all the kids I coach constantly, so.
Yes.
I like to bring some of that inside.
And that's important because there's, you know, as a person who, it's been a long time since my kids were in those, you know, I know we have AAI ball fields. We have, you know, you have the why in Fort Worth. So the idea of where's the real dearth? Where are we missing stuff for people? And I know back in the day, it was just pick up practice fields. Like, it, you know, yeah, we have a place that we can play on the, you know, Saturdays or designated game days, but none of us have a place that we can just show up and practice. So the idea of, you know, hearing the surveys of what is it that people really feel this is, you know, and where does it hit the most people? You know, how do we get the most flexibility of sharing it among various groups? So, the idea of growing into having recreation be a part of our city services, I think, is may not be right now that we want to do it, but I think it's something we have to look to the future of. That's what larger cities do, is they have, you know, full-time, they have staff that rents out fields, takes payments, has a soccer association that works with the city as far as maintenance of facilities, or so all of those ideas, I think we want to start getting some idea of what does East Parker County and Lowell Park need.
And our next meeting is August 5th. You want to put it in your calendars? You can search what you do.
We have a motion to adjourn.
Sure.
Second.